So it was maybe 6:30.
6:30.
I'm not sure.
Seven.
Okay, so let
Yes.
us figure out how to do this now. Recording cost. Okay, so I did not start the meeting yet. Oh, Catherine, here. Your check.
Oh, sweet.
You missed it the last meeting. So that's the most important part, passing the check over to
Yeah.
you. All right. All is recorded. Oh, okay. Evening. I'd like to call the meeting of the Falls Village Recreation Commission regular meeting to order on Wednesday, January 14th, 2026. I almost said 25 there. So the meeting is now called to order at 6:33. Are there any amendments to the agenda itself that we need to change things around? Okay, nobody has anything to add. I do. And then if you think of something in the meantime, we received an invoice from Lindell's. And I'd like to amend the agenda to add under Commission Finances B, add number 3 to invoice from Lindell's for $91.95 for tree lights. We know that we have a lot going on tonight. And under B, upcoming events for 2026, one thing I would like to add, and I don't know when it actually happens, but in the spring, Easter happens. So that is one event that we will have going on in 2026. I believe it's in April. I don't know the date for sure or the details, but that's one event that we have to plan. And does anybody else have any upcoming events that they would like to discuss or add to the agenda?
Oh, would we just discuss that in B when we get there, or?
Well, we can add it to the
Yeah,
agenda
I'd like
just
to
in
add,
case.
Maple Weekend in Connecticut, and really highlighting maple producers in Falls Village during that weekend. I'll talk more about that when we get there.
Okay, so we'll add that to upcoming events in 2026
It's getting dark before we know it in
that
March.
we're aware of right now. So is there, oh, Kate, who is, oh, wait, that's you. You're on as well.
I never know where, like, if there's anybody else in the meeting or not.
Okay, so it's not another participant, it's just
It's just
us.
me.
Okay. We do not have any public, so there is no public comment. Communications. We've received a lot of communications. A lot of communications pertaining to our job applicants, which we'll discuss later. We've also received an email from Mary T. Hart, who is part of the publishing group to add things to the maps that you see all over the place. I do not know. It's for the 2026 visitor map. Apparently, it's open for renewals and ad space reservations. I do not know if we've actually participated in this. So I forwarded it to Michelle to see if we've actually done this in the past. We also received notification or a request from Adam Bunce who is the rec director for Canaan, Connecticut, for and he requested that we post a flyer for Little League registration. So I posted that on Facebook. We received an email. If you really want me to read them, I can. But we received an email from a company called Civic Plus, and what they were sending us a message about was a recreation management software. She sent a check out an ebook to learn what this recreation management software could provide to us. I replied back to her basically stating, because she was trying to get a hold of Emily. I explained that, Emily was no longer with us, and that we would reach out to her to get information at some point. But right now we were not really looking at recreation management software. But it is something that could work depending upon what we need it for and what they provide. The other, oh, my God. I told you it was a busy month for communications. We received, or not received, but I had a conversation which was regarding Ski Club and the spirit of Shay. And I don't know if everybody knows, but Denise Cohn's son passed away. And he was really into sports, into music. He was kind of the all around really nice guy. And one of the things that Denise approached me about was, and I think it's better off for me just to read what it's about. We had a conversation with Denise about Spirit of Shay. We talked about Shay's love of skiing and how closely that aligns with the goals of our ski club. And in fact, I even remember Shay being on the ski club and snowboarding, I think. And it's just a really good group, the ski club. And, she shared that if students involved in the ski club needed financial support, the Spirit of Shay could be another potential avenue to help ensure that kids are able to participate in skiing when there is a financial need. While nothing formal was discussed, she was very open to the idea and wanted us to be aware of the possible option. So I, shared our conversation with you. And I did some looking up about the Spirit of Shay, and there's a website, and it's a 501c3. And so, it's a good avenue for us, for the ski club, and it sounds like it would be a good place to ask for assistance if needed. I'm not sure if it was for the whole ski club or for individual members, but if we wanted to do something perhaps next year, because I think we're already at least 1 or 2 weeks into ski club, but without Dan being here and knowing where we stand financially pertaining to that, I don't know that we can pursue it for this season. But it's definitely, I think, something.
It'd be nice to, if we can establish that cutoff period for the families and kids to sign up for next year, then we can kind of have a timeline laid
I
out.
think so, yeah.
Yeah, because there was also discussion about trying to get grants for it, but it never, but I think there was always a little bit more information that was required, or and it was always a little bit too late. So I think just from an administration point of view, just to maybe try and be a little tighter on what our needs are.
I agree. And I think part of that is, yeah, I agree.
Like financially, what you need.
Financially, yeah.
How
And
many
I think
kids?
people don't know what they need until they find out the costs for that particular season because things might be more
Right.
expensive. But
But I think going off history, you can say so many students attend. This is how many kids typically attend. This is in the past how many kids have requested support, and we expect the same this year. And this is the cost of running this service. And if we can get any financial support, even to pay for the cost of running the service, then that's great too.
I agree. And then I believe the last piece of communication, also pertaining to ski club, was about transportation. And Dave Barger saw me at another meeting, and we talked briefly about these, what I'm calling the ski club bus. And he said that he had encountered some issues at the DMV due to missing information about the bus's weight. So he was there to register the bus, but he was missing that piece of information. And so he had to reschedule the registration and also noted that the fee expense from the bus would be allocated to the winter program line, which is the $3,000 line for winter programs, and which then opened the door to me contacting Dan because I did not know how he arranged for the actual first week of ski club. And while he's not here, he did say that he had arranged thinking that the bus wasn't going to be registered, that he had contacted the bus company. And we are, at least at this time, sharing the bus with the Canaan or North Canaan Ski Club as well. So I then asked back who was paying for the fuel, if it was going to be shared between the two recreation commissions, and I haven't heard from that. So that's all the communications. There's a lot. And we've discussed that. So I'm going to move on to the secretary's reports. And we have three sets of minutes or meetings to approve. And I think we should, just for ease, if everybody's okay, to approve the minutes one by one. So we're going to start off with the approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of December 10th, 2025. I'd like to have a motion to approve the minutes as received.
So moved.
Second.
Let me go through this again. Oops, sorry. All those in favor of accepting the minutes as received, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, there's no one else here.
Stained.
Are there any abstain? Okay. All those in favor. Did I say that? Okay, most passes because of the quorum. Motion passed. All right, moving on to the special meeting of December 23rd, 2025. I'd like to have a motion to accept the minutes of the special meeting of December 23rd, 2025.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Oh, okay. Chris. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No one's here. motion carries. I need a gavel. We're going to move on to the special meeting of January 4th, 2026. I like to have emotion to accept the special the minutes of the special meeting of January 4th, 2026.
So moved.
All
Second.
right. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, motion carries. Okay, motion carries. Right. Moving on to the town treasurer's profit and loss report. I'd like to have a motion to accept the profit and loss budget. Oh, sorry. Profit and loss. What is it called? Sorry.
Peanut.
Profit and loss report, from July through December 2025. So we're just accepting it as received.
Okay, so moved.
Okay. Second.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of accepting the treasurer's profit and loss report from July through December 2025, say aye.
Fine, right.
Okay. Any against? Let me make sure that there's no one here. No one's here. Motion passes. Okay. This is moving along. All right. So the next thing on our agenda is the STEEP Grant Subcommittee Report, Winter Progress Update. Is there anything to update us on?
I can tell you about Windows, but I think that's later in our
Well, do you have, I mean, are we going to report anything for that? If there's nothing to report because you haven't had a the other committee meeting, but if you guys have met and you have something that you want to report about it,
So,
then
well, we met at the special meeting.
right.
And you've got a report from on that, right?
From that, yes. And it's in the minutes.
Yeah.
So if there's nothing further to report, then we can just say nothing
Nothing further
further.
to report.
Okay. Nothing. All right. So the next thing technically is the recreation director job description and job posting update. So, and that's under old business. So during the last meeting, we had finalized all of the stuff pertaining to the job description as well as the blurb ad. And I wanted to report that somewhere here. I sent an email to Dave Barger to post on the town website, and it was posted. It was posted in one version, and then I requested a more information rather than clicking the button and seeing the job description that we were looking for. So it was then corrected, I'll say. And there's more information there than originally posted. I also went on to Indeed and posted on the ad on Indeed, and also contacted the Lakeville Journal, and they posted it for 2 weeks. The first week was last Thursday's paper, and then the last ad will show up in this week's paper.
So
So
this week is the last week
yes,
to
because
Friday,
we
June.
had said the 16th, I think. was going to be the last day that ads, whoops, that an ad would be placed, and we were placing it for to see how many applicants we actually received, and then if we were going to extend it, we would have extended it, but we've received 10 applicants.
Yeah,
from the short time that it's been there,
so good,
which is very good.
Yeah,
good response.
And still no one's here. So, I'm gonna skip ahead to actually. I probably should have put this in the agenda that I wanted to move things along and kind of reshuffle things, but Dan is not here. And ski club would be C. So we're going to say no report because actually I lie. I didn't really lie.
He said, is he coming at 7?
Well, he said he was coming at 7. Well, he said his ETA was 7 o'clock.
So you want to push that to the right?
So we could push that a little bit down if he arrives. And if not, we can wait for the report for the next time. Okay. So the next thing would be an executive session discussing the applicants for employment. I'm going to ask, do we want to push this to the end of the meeting and keep going through?
I think my opinion is to put it to the end of the meeting and
okay.
go through the remaining agenda items.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine with me. So what we will do is we will push that to the end.
Did he say he wanted to? He didn't really.
So. He did not. I don't believe that Dan said one way or the other. He just said his ETA was 7 o'clock. And then I replied back. I said, well, do what you can and you might find yourself on another committee.
Right.
But other than that, I did not receive anything since then. So we're holding off on that. We're holding off on that. All right. So the commission finances, we're going to do the monthly financial review. And there is that spreadsheet that have people had a chance to look at the internal spreadsheet, because if not, we can resend it out, re-tag people, because it was something that Ted Moy had created, and I find it's helpful to figure out where we stand, where we've been in the past, and potentially where we could tighten our belts a bit. And one thing I think we do have to look at is the special programs line, because that's where Halloween, Christmas, Easter go. And coming up, there's 3 invoices that I'm asking to be approved for payment that would go under that category. So we're going to have to be really tight on Easter.
Okay.
Which may or may not be an issue, because we have a ton of Easter stuff down in the basement. There's a lot of Easter eggs, but there's the candy that has to go into the Easter eggs. That's not going to be, that is going to be an expense that we have to worry about at that point.
So we have $973 left in that line item.
Yes.
Plus this $600 plus invoice. Invoices to pay.
Right.
Okay.
And when do we get replenished?
When do we get replenished? Well, we do the
it's July 1.
The expense,
right?
Is not until July 1. So the only, and I was trying to think, forecast, the only other event that we generally do before July, besides Easter, which is Memorial Day. And last year, Memorial Day, the The event itself is done generally by the Board of Selectmen because they do the ceremony and all of that. But then there's the refreshments afterwards.
Right.
Last year, the cafe did it because they were doing a soft opening, trying out food and all of that. And the previous year, it rained and the community came together and did stuff.
Yeah.
They did baked goods or whatever.
Right.
So I think the cost was minimal.
So we have 300 left, basically, for two events.
For two events.
And it's not like we have to spend money on every event. It's just
Right.
how creative can you get?
Yep.
And the purpose is to provide engagement and activity.
Right.
And I think, so now that we know there's only 300 left, it's something that we can put to
And I think we can use our
use.
network with other commissions to, partner on some events to help
Yeah.
hedge the costs.
And we may not have like if we have again the community participate in giving baked goods, which we ended up having so many baked goods that we ended up giving them out to,
Yeah.
so it might just be a small cost having to do with providing drinks or something like that,
Yeah. But
which is much less.
we also not necessarily the provider of food and drink, right? We're a
No.
provider of activities
We
and
also do help with the parade, but there's no cost in the parade. And it's kind of, figuring out is the does the elementary school have a band? But a lot of times we also coordinate and partner with the fire department because they are a
yeah.
big part. And also, I think in the past there have been veterans that participate as well. And I think Judy Jacobs and the Historical Society have a lot of stuff to do with that too. And maybe with the 250th celebrate anniversary of the U.S., like, right?
Yep.
Of the US, there might be something having to do with that at Memorial Day, but I don't know. But that's not budget necessarily. That's just, celebration. But we always have to worry about chemicals and supplies. But at this point, we have 4,000. Am I reading that right? Chemicals and supplies. So we have about $4,000 left before the season. I mean, the season does technically start in June because you have to prep the pool and do all that fun stuff. But that's always a line that we have to keep our eye on. I don't know that there's any others that I'm overly concerned about.
So equipment and supplies, that's a large line item there that we've barely
That we've barely touched.
touched. Yeah.
And I know that on our technical budget, there's a description of what those items are because I don't know off the
That's
top of my head.
usually associated with the town farm. And are we going to need any? Well, I mean, the steep grant's a steep grant, but I wonder if we might need any support with that.
Might need
That's
overage for
not
the windows.
included in the.
Right. So on next Wednesday, we have the other meeting. And so I think we'll be able to iron out a
Understand.
few of those things that are kind of hanging in the.
Playing in the wind.
Hanging in the room, yeah.
So,
Like there's other things too. Like last year there was problems with the fountain and the pool,
yes.
and I think that's easily. And I'm not putting in it in them, but if it was me on the maintenance department, I think I could address that pretty easily. So, like Tim said, he was going to get to it. We can follow up with that. I don't. At the moment, I don't see a lot of expense involved in that.
Do you think we'd see some expense before July 1?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In order to make that repair, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's that big a deal at the moment. I don't know what the winter will have done to things, but that was one thing I noticed up there. And I know also probably going to continue to lose the little tiles where you enter in the shallow end, and they repaired that this year, but they'll probably do some more of that, I would imagine. And I know he polished some rough spots in the bottom this past year. I don't know if he's planning on doing that again.
I know that we had to rent a polisher. I don't know what it's called.
Right,
a big big sander thing. And I don't remember. I'd have to go back and look and see if there was a cost associated that, or maybe
I think
it
they
might
rented
have been
to him.
lent for free.
And I think he actually is still on it at the end of the season. It seemed remarkable.
So there's no, is there water in the pool at the moment?
I would say so. They have to keep it at a certain level so it doesn't pop out of the ground.
Yeah. So I think the question is, since we have money left over in this particular column, is there anything that we can do that needs doing now before July 1st?
Well,
to get ahead of ourselves?
One of the things that we should also look at again is Nikki's last report. She had written suggested things that we need. Some of them are small, like one is a toolbox.
Yeah.
But there are items on there that need to be replaced in terms of maybe an umbrella, like a pool umbrella. But I'm not talking a big one. I'm talking like a lifeguard equipment.
Yeah, so any, however small, whatever it is, I think we should get it in this budget.
As much as we can, yeah. Okay. So I want to, one of the things that I will double check is the description of equipment and supplies, because then that might end up being something that I'm thinking that it really doesn't go in that category.
So would she be able to help with getting costs on those?
Some of the things that she had are, well, of course, prices have gone up probably since then. But, you know, I think she did actually provide a link or two, if she found a link, or if she, you know, because she seems to be very on top of, oh, the pool needs this, and therefore, here's a link, and this is how much it costs, or, you know, at that particular time. So I think that, you know.
So what do we need in order to push the button? You're going to check and see.
I'm going to check and see what the description entails, number one. And I'm going to, I can reshare. It's probably actually in last year's, her last report. So that would be August, September.
So do we have to have another meeting in order to say, yes, you can go ahead with it?
We have to, anything that requires money, or we have to vote on. So yes, we would have to have another meeting, but it doesn't have to be a special meeting unless it makes sense just to have a special meeting to get certain things taken care of, because it might be faster that way than running through a whole agenda. So, I don't know.
So maybe for the next meeting, we can approve any items that need to be spent under that column.
And that's,
think about things that we need for it.
I think that's a great idea. And
so any repair to the pool?
Yeah, well, I should check in with Tim, because the thing with the fountain and some of the tiling stuff I was talking about, I mean, that may already be something that goes into a budget of theirs. I don't know where that line is.
I think it's ours.
Okay. So
I think
I can
it
get
is
into,
because it's pertaining to the pool,
right?
You know, pool prepper. I think those expenses belong to the rec commission. So
So I can ask him to get a recommend an estimate of what he thinks it's going to be.
I think that's because, you know, the fountain and the tiles.
And then any expense to the windows or the building that's not going to be covered by the steep.
So the steep grant is the stain to the outside
And
and the
glazing.
window
Glazing.
glazing. Okay. So that would then also be anything pertaining to our fantastic pergolas.
But also, right, I mean, I'm not sure how that's going to work, but the steep grant only covers a percentage of it, and then the town has to is committed to covering the
Yeah,
rest. And
kind.
I wonder if that can't actually come out of. We'll have to check.
That could be a question that you ask at your the implementation group.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not. Yeah, well.
I'm not either. That's, I think when we meet, that's going to be the time to determine that. And for the window thing, I think I have all the figures
Yeah.
that we need
That's good.
and a timetable.
And then I am not sure how reimbursement works or payment works
Yeah, that's.
pertaining to that. So I'm guessing that's the other group, right? Maybe.
I think that's all going to be handled by the
To be the steep committee, right?
this
Yeah.
or just the townspeople. The
Okay.
steep committee is just supporting getting things to RFP stage to be able to request RFPs, and then the selectmen take over.
So they take over, so then. Okay.
We only approve what we want to happen.
Okay. And
So we choose the color, which.
we chose clear,
Yeah.
which was cool. Does that mean, yeah, never mind. We're gonna go forward. Does anybody have anything else to add to financial stuff? Okay. So since Dan walked in the door, you're not on any other committees, by the way.
That's right.
Not yet. But do you have anything to add for the ski club?
Did I communicate to you what the busing was cost was?
No.
Okay, so that's we're sharing a bus with North Canaan. And it's except the very first one, they our ski clubs didn't align on that one. So
Okay.
for four of them we're sharing with them. That's $100 each for each of us.
Okay.
And then it's $200 for the first one. So total 500.
Okay, so 500.
I'm sorry, for
Oh wait.
the three
Three
times. And then the one time, because
is
we only
two.
have four. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a total of 500.
So it's 500 in total.
It would have been cheaper if we were billed through the school, but for some reason, and I asked the school if we could do that, if they could be billed and then they would bill us. And for some reason they didn't. I don't know, I brought it to the principal and he said,
No.
it's not, our auditor told me that's not kosher. So,
Ah, because it's not a direct thing out of Leigh Kellogg, probably. That would be my guess, but I'm not an auditor, so I don't know. So are we going to be getting a bill directly from the bus company?
Well, I'm imagining that's what the treasurer would like, right?
Yes.
Because I do have an email from her saying what the costs are, but it's not an actual invoice,
Yeah,
so
I think
invoice would be
an
better.
invoice would be best because then we can approve it and we have 3,000 in that line item. So unless there's anything else from Ski Club,
The
the
scholarships,
scholarships. So do you have, ouch, an
talked about
amount?
it in the last meeting. I don't have it off the top of my head.
Okay.
We're not going above 3,000 all with the
So with the
two.
bus and the scholarship were not going above 3,000.
Correct.
And the scholarships, that is, you have the records though, so that we can track that information, because
What do you mean?
you have
We're
the
going to get an invoice
from
from
Mohawk,
Mohawk
but
for scholarship.
do you have in your records the number of scholarships that were given and
Yes.
the total number of skiers themselves?
Yes.
Okay,
Yeah.
so because that's good information to track, and I think if we go back and look at past years, we can see how many students we've had, and so that we can kind of forecast and try and figure out stuff for budget next year,
Yep.
which is coming up. And also, we did have a conversation, or I had a conversation with Denise regarding the spirit of Shea, and they might be a good avenue for grant financial, situations for next year's ski club.
Great.
I think ski club, and we okay. So now we're going to do approving invoices. So we have three invoices that we have to approve for payment. The first one is somewhere in here. I have so many pieces of paper.
We were doing an executive session.
Nope.
We're going to push that through
We're
then.
pushing it because we wanted you to be here. All right. So
Well,
the first invoice
resume. This
is,
is yours for
yeah, this is home. This is,
the resumes.
yeah, I'm just on a page.
Gotcha.
I have a whole, I have them as well.
Okay.
But in any event, the first invoice that we need to approve, sorry, is the invoice for the actual Christmas tree from Will E. Schutt in Salisbury, and it is for $200. I need to have a motion to accept payment of the invoice for the purchase of the Christmas tree for $200.
Can I just make a motion to pay the invoice for both Will Schutt for $200 and for Pastries by Hannah for $287.15 for
Yes,
cookies?
but we have one more invoice as well that he received.
There's a third one from Lindell's for $91 and
And 95 cents for the Christmas tree lights that were put on the tree. Apparently, the ones from last year didn't work anymore. So, if you want to make a motion for all of them totaling,
I'll
who's
get
got the
there.
calculator? Because I don't. Motion
579.10.
79.1. So we're going to make motion
Somebody
to
needs
pay
to do that.
to the three vendors
I don't know.
total of $579.10, no more than that amount. We're going to make a motion.
I made a
You
motion.
made a
So
motion.
moved.
So moved.
Second.
All right, Dan, and then Matt, second.
Are you the secretary for the night as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's a good thing that it's being recorded, so that if I miss anything, I can get the notes. All those in favor of accepting the motion as previously said.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Aye. Motion carries. Motion carries. Thank you. Well, one of these is for the cookies, which were very good, by the way. However, lots of them. So moving forward, I have to find the agenda of tactic.
One of these.
Oh, it's just under $400.
Okay, so we can keep an eye on that, but I don't think we're going to have any big expenses unless candy is super expensive for Easter.
We also
Line
item
that.
Falls Village Recreation Commission programs line item that hasn't been touched yet of $2,600.
So do that. Okay. Moving forward is the cupolas. Does anybody have any updates?
No.
Okay, none. All right. Commission, the capital plan, which has to do with the maintenance schedule and responsibilities. Is there any update or discussion?
I sent everything from my conversation with Tim to Laura. I'm not sure what the update is with coming up with that.
A schedule, it says.
A schedule, yeah.
Okay.
The Gantt chart.
I still don't know what that is, but I'm going to have to look it up. It is something that is unfamiliar with me, or to me. Having to do with our capital plan, once we get this done, it'll give us a good insight into what we have to do and when we have to do it.
It'll help, you know, with us as a commission and future commission members moving forward, just that continuity of information and what to expect when.
Okay. All right. So moving on, we're going to talk about membership. Elizabeth Rhodes has been to a couple meetings, and she has said that she was considering becoming a member. And to be honest, I forgot to remind her that today was a meeting and when it was. But so if anybody else has anybody that might be interested in filling a spot or a vacancy, then invite them.
Okay.
Send information to them or that kind of thing.
I wasn't here when she showed up to a couple of meetings. Do we have clip notes on Elizabeth?
And because really Elizabeth did participate in the meetings because there were so few of us and we don't have a big, you know, a big thing, but she did participate and give information about things. I know that I believe she's retired, but also previously worked at the Falls Village Daycare. She's done some educational, I think her education was her previous background. She's a very nice person, and I think she is possibly, you know, really interested and might give us some good insight. And I don't know. I mean, it's not like people are knocking down the doors, but we do have a lot going on, especially with the STEEP grant. And one of the things that I talked to Judy about was how to get our meetings to be faster. Because we have so many things to do. And it seems like it's going to get, like every time I think, oh, Red Rock or Christmas will be done, and then we'll have less to do. But now we still have the ongoing things that are going on. So it might be a good idea. This is membership, sort of, but to have subcommittees. But there's a small group to have subcommittees, to make subcommittees. So I don't know what the thoughts are, but
I think it's good to fill all our vacancies. So.
And we've never, I mean, the one time we had enough people to actually have a full commission, we were only looking for a vacant, not a vacant, well,
an alternate.
An alternate. And, you know, she may be a good person for an alternate. She might be a good person to be a secretary. I know we have a secretary right now, but when the secretary's not here, if somebody else is taking minutes, it, you know, instead of passing it around or whatever, or me doing chicken scratch.
Do you know her, or did she approach the?
I actually approached her because I go to church with her.
Okay.
And she is a very nice person. And she, not because she's a nice person, but she's been a longtime resident. And her husband, Sandy, has done a lot of stuff with his magic and has been involved in Boy Scouts. And, I know that he has some issues pertaining to, walking around and that kind of thing. So, but that's him.
Have you asked her what she wants? Does she want
I
the
haven't
pulpit? What
seen
does
her.
she want?
I haven't seen her, but she did say the next time there's a meeting, let me know.
Okay, so how do you want to proceed with this particular point?
Do you want to table this for next meeting?
What do we want to achieve? We want to ask her if she wants to join, or she wants to ask if she wants to join. Like, what is the.
Personally, what I think would be a good idea is find out if she is interested in joining. Is she going to be attending in person? Is she going to be attending online? Would she like to? How much would she like to participate?
Right, so possibly maybe have that discussion with her outside anyway, and if she does want to participate, she can come to the next meeting, and then we can do that process of
I mean,
paying.
really, in the past, it's just been come to a couple meetings, if you're interested. We then, recommend to the Board of Selectmen. It's not been a like an there's not been an interview process kind of thing. If there's interest of somebody wanting to do it.
So
So
if
maybe that's something that we could
right, so you posted it on
that we were looking
people
for
looking. We've had no response yet.
other than.
We'll all go out and see if we can find anybody who's interested. But if you find that she does want to join and she comes to the next meeting, then maybe we can take it to
That's fine.
the next step.
And if she, and I can also, it's totally open. Whatever anybody wants to do. We've been in not dire straits, but we've been with less people before.
Yeah. And if she wants to come, if she doesn't want to commit to you every month, then she can be the alternate.
The
You can
alternate.
leave the membership open, but we can have that discussion.
That's fine. That works for me.
So the action item is you're going to check in with her
I'm going to
of
check
what
in
she
with her.
talked about.
Yep. I'm going to check
Okay.
in with her. And in the meantime, if anybody else has anybody that they can think of that would be a good fit for all the chaos that happens,
Right.
especially with the steep grant and the changes with the pavilion, that's going to be a big change to activities that we could have and that kind of thing. Does that make sense? Okay. Okay. We're going on to events. 7:30. Holiday tree lighting and holiday party follow-up. Does anybody have any things that they want to make a comment on that we could improve for next year or change for next year?
I'm looking forward to having that discussion with the new director, whoever that may be. And I think I would like to see what they bring to the table. But just going back to what we actually wrote in the job description, the goal that I think is pertinent is that how do we make this a yearly thing? How do we get more organized in advance? How do we get good at planning, organizing, successful implementation with the support of the director? How do we get satisfied residents with the support of the director? How do we get more regular events and people to attend and support local business and keep our town on the map?
So, is there anything that
Specifically,
specifically I can say one thing,
Yeah.
for the holiday event, the transition from the extravaganza, the musical part, to the outside was chaotic. And we needed to have a follow the leader kind of thing. I mean, or a better transition if we're going to continue to have the two events together.
Do you think if it was part of the problem, did I don't remember Adam, actually I was outside handing out candles,
Right.
but did Adam make an announcement that like,
He did
okay,
make an
everybody go outside
announcement.
now?
He did make an announcement, but at the same time, the people were leaving, talking, which was okay. Other people were cleaning up chairs because they needed to make room for the Santa part. So it was chaotic in there. And so that could be organized better somehow. I don't know. But also, I ordered way too many cookies. Way too many cookies, but they were under the budget that I had given Hannah, and they were fantastic and they froze well. But at the same
So we
time,
have them for next year.
no, those won't be for next year because they're gone. But so I would personally order less, but also because the extravaganza had the eighth grade from Kellogg selling stuff, people, wonderful for the eighth grade, purchased stuff from the eighth graders and gave donations to the eighth graders, which they needed for their, trip. But we had cookies as well. And had I known that, I wouldn't have put in an order for so many cookies, which is communication and coordination.
It's difficult to, I think, from what I can tell, the planning is tried. It's always like based on what happened the year before, but although nothing's necessarily exactly the same as the year before, like people get older, people have more children. And so I guess it's like how to get a little bit more information or feedback from people who might be attending.
And in that case, like a survey or something, but
Interaction, I guess, like hopefully we get a director who's maybe somewhat interactive, or yeah, or a survey, or like, hey, how can we, or what are the, yeah. I mean, because the cookies are for everybody.
Right.
And like you said, who else is bringing stuff? I
Right.
guess it's really just about
So multiple
being
en
engaged with
yeah, yeah, I
everyone
think we just
else's.
have multiple entities planning for the same event, but none of those entities are talking to each other.
Right. And part of that was that there was three groups talking to each other and trying to figure out how to get everything to meld
Just
together.
combined, which is a great idea.
Yeah.
So just
Well, I think that'll be a big part of the new director's job.
is to coordinate, collaborate, and
Streamline it, but make it and come up with ideas to more make it a better show
And
too.
I think we just let them know that, hey, this is one area that can be, that's a great idea. I mean, I think also in the summertime, because we're hoping to get a lot of events at the town farm, and even when the pool is open, because sometimes it's open at this time, I don't know if it's always been necessarily that consistent year on year. Is just even to have something like an open flag or something that changes on that sign when people are driving past to remind them this is a place of activity. This is a place of, because I drive past and then I think, oh, I wonder if it's open, but I don't really know. And, and then I go.
So that is a good thing to for equipment. for
That's
budget
true. Yeah,
reasons.
maybe we should get
So
that
that's
checked out.
something else to
Yeah.
kind of warm back into that. But that's something we should keep in mind. And you're absolutely right to say, hey, we're
Yeah,
here.
we're open.
yeah, they don't have the flag, but they have a sign that attaches underneath the
Right.
sign as it
Which
is
is
open.
great. Yeah.
Right.
And then I think maybe a little bit more, if possible, regular posting, social media, something, find
And
out
that's
where.
something that the director could
Yeah.
do as well.
Find out where we're getting a lot of the activity from. I guess this town's very sort of Facebook orientated, but also maybe Instagram. So I know we post our hours, but maybe there could also be a blast like, hey, we're open.
I do know that
Something like that.
Nikki does do a lot of
Yeah.
social media postings. I have been doing some, not as many. I actually did one for ski club because Nikki was actually at the ski club because she was a person at a ski club on
She's a
Tuesday.
chaperone.
She was a chaperone for North
Or,
Canaan, but because she works at Kellogg, she knows who the Kellogg kids are. So she took pictures of the Kellogg kids and she sent them to me. And then I posted them on the Facebook page. I
yeah.
also posted them on my personal Instagram page because I haven't figured out how to connect it to the Falls Village page.
Yeah.
And I'm not really good at Instagram. So it's really good if we could find somebody who has some of that social
Connection.
media know-how.
Yeah. And then I also think that, at the beginning of the year, maybe we can put out an agenda on what we're hoping to plan so that when we sort of coordinate with other vendors, it's more of a collaboration rather than
So like
trying to
our
hire people to fill the space.
so our oh having to do with the
Any
town
events.
farm property specifically, or
Well, I mean, there was the event this year, which was nice, and there were like loads of cars and stuff. And there were some vendors, and
Fall
then maybe
Festival, or are you talking about the Fall Festival? They could really work on that. It's a perfect time.
And that was a collaboration with the DM Hunt Library. So
Yeah.
that's a good starting point, and then moving forward from that.
There's more space for like really cool vendors, really cool.
Okay, so
Can I go back to the Christmas? I think
yes.
something that went well. I think I was wrong about the
You think you were
about
wrong?
the hot cocoa
There's
buffet.
room for improvement.
Yes, there
No, I thought
is, but I thought it
that
was
went pretty
good.
well.
I think.
I was worried there was going to be a total mess.
Right.
You're right.
Well,
It, it's good.
you were in the corner, so you know how it was.
Yeah, no, it would definitely, maybe fix the transition to where people get their hot cocoa and then they're fixing her on a different table next to us so people
That's
can
a
get
great
there.
idea. I think we
That way
discussed
you
that.
don't just have a big line coming back all the way to the
So,
stage.
did you use the powder and the hot water?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I did. Yep. So individual packets,
Nice.
definitely room for efficiency upgrades.
Cool.
But
But
it
all
worked. I
things
think it
considered, I
worked
thought it
well.
worked well.
I think it
That
did work well.
was a good idea. What we could have done better, is we didn't give out presents.
Presents.
So
So sorry, kids.
the
However,
box was there,
and
but the
nobody
kids were
opened
sitting on the box and
it.
nobody opened the box
However,
that they were
Santa,
in.
there was a little
So
nobody told
told Santa that the presents were in the
because
box.
that was the one thing, but also
Small town.
there were some things, little individual bells, the odds and
Yeah,
ends.
so
That was
they
in
did
a
get
basket
those.
on top of the
And my
box.
kids were stoked about the
And
bells and
Santa gave away those things.
yeah.
So we still have 64 individual gifts
For next
from
year.
last year. But
That'll save us for next year.
I
Yeah,
think
exactly.
they, yeah, that'll save on the budget. I think they do need to be rebagged. And one other thought, and I don't know if it's gonna happen or not, but the trunk, right, that's holding these was falling apart. Literally, I think we've had it forever. And if we can find another way, plus
A
that
new
thing is
vessel.
super heavy.
Oh, okay.
Chris carried it over with being empty. But it could be repaired. I think it could be repaired, but I don't know if it's worth it. It might be better to have a different vessel, like you said, to.
You could have a lot of fun making a vessel, and I'm not trying to put that on anyone, but you could really make something nice for that.
Put them in Santa's sack.
But we have to redo Santa's sack because Santa's sack is a little bit needing repair. It needs some repair.
Need some patchwork.
So there's some things that we can definitely improve.
Do they provide this the sack and suit and all that to Santa?
Santa has his own suit,
That's what I
man.
thought.
Santa has his own suit, and Santa was amazing as always.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I think the kids enjoyed their time, you know, and every time, like, this was a new experience for me being the head of trying to get things done and all that. And it's hard to figure out what to give away. And when you don't know what you've only experienced it from a different side, it's like, okay, all these things have to be done. And how do I get other people besides sending a bazillion emails? You know, and volunteer, help, help, help. And but I think it at the end of the day, it was fun. And I think it, you know, there's little tweaks, and when we have a recreation director, there'll be that person learning how to do it too.
Yeah. All in all, I thought it went great.
I think it went
There's a
well
lot of
too.
people attending.
There were a lot of people that were happy.
Yeah.
And I think they walked out the door happy at
Yeah.
the end of the day. And it wasn't freezing cold, from what I recall. So
We didn't have near enough candles, so maybe
we
that's
didn't. We
also
needed more
something.
candles.
Yeah. I handed them all out before people even really started coming out, because there's a lot of people that had already left or were waiting outside for the Christmas tree portion. So I handed them all out, and then people started coming. I was like, oh, I'm out of candles.
So that's something that I don't know if it's on the job description of tasks, but maybe doing a very good inventory of what's really downstairs and, you know, what we can
Yeah,
use
I
and
mean,
what
we
we
should
can't.
know
That's
that.
that, but we can discuss, you know, as we get into that mode. So I'm gonna move on so we can appreciation thank yous. So I sent thank yous out. I don't know if this was done in the past, but I sent a thank you to the Center on Main for letting us use their space.
That's nice.
I also these were all delayed though, but you know, they went out. I did send a message or an thank you to the All Falls Village group
Nice.
for helping with the decorating the outside of the building and making everything pretty. I sent a message to by text to Michelle and Santa to say thank you very much. Da, da, da. I also sent a thank you to Eli Shear because he helped do anything and everything that was asked of him before setting up. I know that, you know, when you're a the son of someone else, you kind of get dragged into things. And he was just, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? So I sent him a thank you for helping us with the little things or everything, actually. So those were the thank yous that I sent out. I don't know if it's normal, but I think it's nice to do that every once in a while.
I agree.
And it helps with, you know, making people feel good
Wow.
about helping.
Thank you for doing that.
We already discussed 26, the 2026 calendar events briefly. So,
Back to.
do we have anything else we need to discuss?
I think Dan was here when we talked about kind of calendar events for 2026.
Oh yeah, I just stepped right over. We did have an e we're talk we talked briefly about Easter.
Easter.
And then Dan, I mean, not Dan, Matt brought up maple syrup stuff. Oh. So do you want to briefly talk more about that?
In March is Connecticut's Maple Weekend through the Maple Syrup Producers Association. And so we thought, we've been talking with Judy Jacobs and Jody Bronson to try to come up with a list of all the sugar makers in Falls Village here. And then we'll distribute that list with the Historic Society for Maple Weekends. I mean, we don't have to do anything as a big event for Maple Weekend. I think it'll just be kind of advertising and promoting. Go visit Falls Village Sugar Houses during this weekend to celebrate, you know, this culture and tradition around sugaring on this special weekend in March. In my mind, I'd like to follow that up in the month of April. I know Easter is in April, but a sweet goodbye to the sugaring season event into the town. Maybe it can be at the tail end of Easter, but it would be nice to have, you know, all the producers come into the town, and then we can have like a maple tasting event to see, you know, vote for who's got the best tasting maple syrup. We can have baked goods using maple products for everyone to try. In my mind, it would be grandiose to have a nice folk band playing or bluegrass band playing. You know, something to celebrate the end of the cold season going into the warm season, knowing that sugaring is a big part of Paul's Village without knowing.
Is it the equinox or the solstice? Which one is it?
Equinox.
Equinox. So we can have an equinox event around maple syrup.
Yeah, it just be that sweet spy. I mean, there's poems around sugaring. We can have readings going on in at the center of Main Street. I mean, there's a lot you can do around this. And to think that a big event like this could happen in April, that still gives us 3 months to try to plan something of that sort.
Yeah, that's great. So you want to have two?
I'd say, you know, the Maple Weekend is just the town folk getting around to all the sugar makers, sugar houses, to learn about maple sugaring. That'd be March. But Maple Weekend, I think, is the 22nd and 23rd.
Yeah, I think that's what you told me.
Do a lot of folks do open sugar houses?
Yeah, I think they would. I think they would have some. Yeah, absolutely.
I think people visit from the city for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it would bring more people into Falls Village, I feel. I mean, we've always done tours with Hoosie. With their life skills class at Great Mountain Forest. We bring in people who are really interested in the production of maple syrup. Like, they're just gluing it on. And I think it's a great opportunity to showcase a lot of this great stuff that people don't know happened during the mud season in Falls Village.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, okay.
I don't know.
And then there's also great opportunities in that April event to have, you know, kid events, to where when we had school groups coming from the elementary school or from the children's library group, you know, we'd set up small events to we have, you know, the buckets for collecting sap. And we'd have like a relay race to say, okay, we need 40 gallons of this sap to make 1 gallon of finished syrup. Let's go collect, help us collect all these buckets. And they just fill maybe, you know, one of the feeding troughs up with water or something. Something that the kids can have fun with. I my gears go turning when it comes to maple sugaring. But I also found a pretty cheap evaporator that's like under $300 that we can put on for demonstrating the sugaring process in the month of April if we wanted to.
And what happens to it afterwards?
Afterwards, we can store it somewhere. Either, you know, town farm pool house through the winter, or I'd be happy to store it somewhere in my property. Even though that might be a conflict of interest.
Store it and then do, I don't know.
You clean it.
I'm going to have to like come and see because I don't know.
It's like a 2 foot by 3 foot evaporator. It's a small
one. Like a wood-fired one?
Yeah, a wood-fired one. You get the evaporating pan, you can put some CMU blocks underneath it and have an old school, you know, wood burning.
Demonstration. Right. Yeah. Let me speak. We might be able to come up with one.
Yeah. I think something small and portable that we can do here right on the green.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I have Jody Bronson's old, he's got a barrel that.
You have that barrel? That thing is so heavy.
Yeah.
I put it in his little sugar house and.
Oh, yeah. We might be talking about a different one.
The big thick barrel that he's not using now, but he used last year.
No, this
a
is from
different one?
like he gave it to us like 3 or 4 years
Okay.
ago. So it
Yeah.
was the first iteration of it.
It's all right.
And he's got, legs welded onto it and a door on the front, but I don't have a sap pan for it.
Okay.
But I
Easy to
could
come
get
by.
one from Ioka Valley Farm,
Yeah.
or I know they supply maple sugaring
Yeah.
equipment.
Salome's got a pretty sweet maple sugar house
I do.
operation.
Yeah, I miss that. We used to do that with school groups because the contests with the buckets and collecting the sap, it was a big deal. A lot of fun.
This contest.
Well, as we know, it takes a lot of product to make a little syrup. And so, you go out if you don't have piping and stuff like that.
Oh, they have to collect as
They have to
much from
collect
each
it.
of the buckets,
Right.
right?
Yeah.
So whoever collects the most, or a full
And
bucket basically,
yeah,
and doesn't
yeah.
spill half of it running down the
Yeah.
hill.
And you can make it fun.
Right.
You can even do a wiffle ball bat and spin 3 times and then go get the bucket.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway,
Sounds
that's
like
for
a lot
down the
of fun.
line.
And it's
That sounds
important
like
because
fun.
if you're doing a lot, you need a lot of people to bring that stuff to you, so you can boil it.
They got two strong young backs.
Right, so we need to put some sort of plan in
But I think
here.
that's fun, that's culture and tradition around,
Right.
living in our part of
I think
the
it's a
world.
great idea.
And it's also something that I don't think the Rec Commission has done.
No.
And I think
And I
it's a good
think that
way
if
to support
there's,
local
I think
business,
there's a
it's
lot of,
community.
So I think it's a
and
great.
it's bringing people, it's getting us on the map as well,
Getting
so
us on the
it's.
map, and anytime somebody new walks into a sugar house, they're just blown away by the smell and just steam, and then
But you're thinking something more like in town as opposed to visiting the different
Well, I think March would be,
and
visiting the
visit,
sugar houses in
and
town.
then April is in
April
town.
would be the big event at the end of
It would be
sugaring
the
season.
goodbye to,
Because that way, people are done sugaring and
right,
bottling and everything, and then they have
and
time
you
to
never
come.
quite know when it's going to be finished, so I guess that finishing party will be for sure it's finished.
Yeah, that's why I said, April. Let's, I mean, with climate trends, we're seeing, it's unpredictable, but it's also ending earlier and it's a shorter season.
What would we do if the sap stops running, in like March?
So if it stops running in March, I mean, in terms of the demonstration, I mean, we can either freeze sap to prolong it, or we could just throw some water in the evaporator to get the faux feel of
The
what
idea.
we're doing, because that's all you're doing is you're evaporating water to make
Right.
a stronger sugar content.
You talk about for March.
For April.
For
Oh, for
April.
April. April.
If something,
Yeah.
if the sap stopped running, that's how that.
So when is equinox?
March 21st, isn't it? Or
Is it April? Or is it March?
Understand.
Equinox
Okay, cool.
26.
Oh, it's March 20th.
Oh,
That might be a little too early.
right.
Sure.
That doesn't mean it.
Still
So
gonna be
you just
last year's or our measure.
change the name of it. It doesn't have to be equinox, blah, blah, blah. It's whatever.
Well, it could be
It
a sweet goodbye to sugaring season.
yeah, I think it's just a matter of picking a date that's relevant to that people might want to come up and then getting it on the calendar so that people
And it's
do come.
not because of, I don't, when is Easter? Because that's April, right?
That moves.
It does.
I know
Yeah.
Easter changes, so.
April 5th.
So we should do it before Easter, because it's
Or
before.
after. It could be done after, right? I mean,
Yeah.
it depends on the season. It depends
I
on.
think if we do it too soon into the sugaring season, you might not get as much buy-in from producers.
Right. You want the producers to be able to do their normal stuff. And in March, you want them to be able, you want the public to go see the different houses. So the social media and whatever is go see this, go see this, go see that.
Right, but
And then come here to see the end of the season with the celebrating the end of the season or something like that. That's how you would tie it in without using real words.
So I think, yeah, I think from a like trying to get people in. So you've got March, which is maple specific.
Yep.
Then you're already getting people into Easter egg hunting. And equinox has already happened, so we're already spring.
So we're spring, and sugaring is late winter into early spring traditionally.
And so maybe it could just be a spring party
It could be, yeah.
that's focused with
It's kind of
sugar.
focusing on the cultural tradition of sugaring and the end of the sugaring season, which can also represent like the equinox, the end of the cold season, and getting the community back together.
So it's coming up with a good title that's going to include all
Yeah, and I think
And
that will develop once you actually start speaking to people and seeing who's on board for it and who's going to do.
I'll talk with Judy, because I know the Historic Society, they have a lot of, we can set up almost a gallery, if you will, of, False Village historic photos of sugaring.
Oh,
Right,
cool.
that'd be
I think
nice.
that'd be kind of fun. And then we can, I could work with Great Mountain Forest. I can work, maybe with Sloan, if they have anything in terms of any fun trinkets of the history of sugaring and the process from, technologies as they change. From indigenous cultures, the types of spiles that we use moving
Should
forward.
we do that in March as well?
Well, the only problem with that is, March is sugaring season. I mean, you make maple syrup. I
Yeah.
mean, so you're
Everyone's busy.
worrying, everyone's busy,
Okay.
tending the evaporator,
Right.
cleaning their evaporator,
Right.
bottling their
So the Jacob
syrup.
are doing the maple, they're not doing the Historical Society.
Yes.
It
Yeah.
depends, but I would
Okay.
think so.
No, I get it. Yeah.
So I'm just trying to find that time to where
We
we're
can.
wrapped up with
Yeah.
the sugaring season
Yeah.
and we have time to breathe and can focus on this event.
Right.
Just looking back at the calendar for as far as Easter, if Easter Sunday is April 5th, we usually do our Easter egg hunt the weekend before. So that would be
It's the
March
weekend
20th.
before, or is it the day before?
We've usually done it the weekend before,
Okay.
historically, but the few times it has happened because of weather that we've done
Right.
it the day before. So that would be March 29th.
Okay. Well,
Just,
by then.
So, but either way, I guess maybe the second weekend of April to
yeah,
focus on something.
I
Do we
like
need to
that.
do any research to be like,
Get something kind
what
of penciled in.
are, is the rest of the world
Doing
typically
something
not
to
doing something so that they want to do something that weekend?
it,
Well,
what
I
else is
think they'll
going on out there,
decide.
you
I think a
know?
person would decide if it's a matter of getting the word out and figuring it out
Yeah.
as we go.
Okay.
That's exciting.
And then
It's
we
good
have Memorial Day as
bringing
well.
things in. Yeah.
That's spring,
Yeah. So
but the
it.
beginning of summer. So that's the next thing that I can think of that, and that's in May, the end of May.
And we haven't done much for Memorial Day until the last couple of years.
Right.
It's more been the select board's been asking us
Yes.
to.
Yes, they've been asking us to participate. So
Yeah.
we help out where we can. We help out with the parade and the community gathering after the ceremony itself. And I know that the Center on Maine has volunteered, although I haven't told the selectmen yet, that if it rains, so that we don't go to the senior center. And because 2 years ago, the fire department went into the senior center with all the flags and all that, and
Oh,
it
good.
was difficult, I think. But it was what, but that was only because the ceremony was brought inside because it was raining.
Right.
So the Center on Maine has said that they would be happy to be the place to go to cover if it rains.
Nice.
So I will let them know that, but that's the only other spring-ish event I can think of. So now that we've done that, I think we're going to go back to our discussion of applicants for employment of for the recreation director position. And we are going to have an executive session for that. So I'd like to have someone make a motion to move into executive session at 7:56.
I make the motion.
All right.
You second?
Or you can just write this down. Chris. And Matt. And we are going to move into executive session, and I'm going to pause recording. Okay, we have exited the executive session at 8:47 p.m. During our session, the group determined that we needed to have a hiring committee. Can I, an emotion was done, or will be done right now, to set up the committee for hiring consisting of Matt Gallagher, Catherine Wales, Christopher Wadsworth, and Dan Carr. Have someone accepting that motion.
So moved.
Aye. Okay. During the meeting, we also set up a game plan to set up interviews with five applicants at this time. And we are working on the details pertaining to location at this time. And let's see, it is now 8:49. Is there any other business to come in front of the board or the rec commission at this time?
No.
Okay. Can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The meeting is adjourned at 8:49 p.m.
Sweet.
Outstanding.
Let me.